You're listening to the Brave Yes Business Show. This is a podcast for soul-led creators, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs who want to design and grow a joy-filled business without sacrificing your values, your power, or your freedom. Ready to stretch yourself? You can learn more at seanfink.com. Hello, hello. I am your host, Sean Fink, and I am so happy to be here with you today. How are you doing? How is your business doing? And more importantly, what brave yes have you said lately to yourself? I have been really very passionate about a topic that you're probably going to hear a lot more about that has come up for me. And it feels a lot like coming full circle, really, honestly. And so this week, I published a couple of things that I'm going to tell you about, and then I'm also going to share those links in the show notes. So the first thing that I published was a blog post. Whoa, it felt really good to publish a blog post. Nobody reads blog posts anymore, at least not a lot of people. I do. I love blog posts. I go to people's blogs all the time to get to know them better, to understand what their philosophy is. And to decide if it's somebody that I want to keep learning from or not. And so I started out as a blogger. It was definitely how I got into business. So I published a blog post, and the blog post is called "Are You Chasing the Wrong Business Goals? The Entrepreneur's Freedom Trifecta." And I was playing around with this idea of freedom in business. You know, a lot of people start their businesses. Actually, everybody starts their business because they want freedom. They want freedom from the 9-to-5. They want freedom from having to go into the office. They want freedom from having a boss. They want freedom from working for the man. I mean, they want freedom to be able to do things their way. There's just a lot to this idea of freedom in entrepreneurship. But I think what has happened, and this is what has really led me to go down this rabbit hole about the entrepreneur's freedom trifecta, is that freedom that we start a business quickly is transformed into a different type of chasing a different kind of freedom. And that freedom, as I outline in this blog post, is really contingent upon a couple of things. One, the biggest one, is getting to a certain financial outcome. Six figures used to be the number of choice. These days, it's even seven figures or eight figures. And so, of course, if you are in business for freedom and then you try to get to six figures, seven figures, or eight figures, your freedom is now taken because you are trying to mercifully grow something and build something. And that is a lot of work. Most of my clients, actually every single one of my clients, wants a profitable business where they get to keep their power. They want a profitable business and their freedom. My clients want their cake and eat it too. Like, seriously. And of course, that's true because that's exactly what I want. And it's what I've always wanted. And so I talk about the entrepreneur's freedom trifecta from this standpoint of, are you setting the wrong goals? Are you chasing the wrong business goals? There are some people. There is a certain type of person who very much wants to go for that million-dollar business, who wants to, you know, scale to a point of being able to sell their business and live off of the proceeds. That is a certain type of individual, and it is not the way or the goal for every single business owner, especially those of us who are really more into business as a lifestyle choice rather than an outcome, a number outcome. And so The entrepreneur's freedom trifecta really gets into what I call, you know, the three types of freedom that we should be focusing our goals around. And instead of, you know, I'm going to try to get to six figures this year, can we focus on some more soul-led, soulful goals that are actually about our thriving, that centers our thriving, not just our thriving, the founder's thriving, but our team's thriving, our family's thriving, our partner's thriving. And so I'm going to talk a little bit more here about the freedom trifecta, but you know what I see a lot of people setting their goals around is fame or fortune. And fame goals are all about going viral. And, you know, like trying to get, you know, your word out there as much as you can and, you know, hopefully getting those hundreds and or thousands of hits on a post that you put up on social media. This could be on LinkedIn. This could be on Twitter. Maybe it's a reel. Fame goals are, you know, they're tricky because we do need the audience and the growth and the numbers to grow our businesses. So, you know, marketing is very important. It is a very important skill. But chasing viral reels or chasing fame is not only not necessary, it could also be a distraction. Vanity goals, as we have known over the years, are not a good gauge of if you have a good offer in your business. And so on the other side of that are the people who have no goals around marketing. So if that's you, you know, we got to find that balance. The other part of so we have the fame goals and then we have the fortune goals. Again, I've talked about this idea of hitting six or seven figures. And, you know, there is nothing wrong with aiming for six figures. There's nothing wrong with aiming for seven figures. What I do want to really point out is that if going for seven figures is zapping you of your life, of your energy, of feeling good, of your joy, then it's time to really start to set your goals in a different direction or in a different way, because that is not exactly what's going to have you showing up every day feeling really great. And so your business shouldn't suck the soul out of you or your creativity or your authenticity in order to get to its next level. And so that's what I'm most passionate about, helping you design a business, your offers, your marketing strategy, your sales strategies, your lead magnet strategies, all of that, designing that around your zone of genius, your strengths, what really helps you pop in the world so that people want to work with you, so that they want to give you their money, so that they want to help you grow and thrive. And all of this, you know, for me selfishly is to help you create a business for the new world. We need businesses to be centered around people's thriving. And that starts with you, the founder, starts with you and your tiny little team. Even if you only have one virtual assistant or one assistant, whoever is on your team, they need to be thriving as well. And that really is my ultimate mission, is to create businesses for the new world so that people don't burn out, so that they don't want to just quit their jobs and do their own thing. So, you know, we really want to be creating businesses that center people's authenticity, because that's what they want. And they want to be able to do their thing and feel good about who they are. They don't want to be shoved in a box. They don't want to be given a label. And you don't want that either. And so is it possible to start building a business around this type of thriving, this type of freedom? I think it is. And I think not only is it possible, I think it's essential that we start to really lift it up and start to make this the norm. So many people during the Great Recession and transitioning out of the 9-to-5 work over the last several years, thought that business was going to become, you know, their savior. They were going to get out of the grind, only to learn that it's much harder than that. It can be a grind if you let it. And so I am here to really start to make this difference. And so I work with those who are ready to design a profitable business where you get to stay in your power and stay in your pleasure and stay in your prosperity, but without sacrificing your integrity or your joy or your ease. And I do think it's possible, and I know that it's possible because I'm seeing it with myself and I'm seeing it with my clients. So, what is the entrepreneur's freedom trifecta? Your freedom trifecta is based around three types of freedom. And there are many other freedoms, but I think that these three lead to the other types of freedom naturally, organically. You don't even have to try for them. So number one is time freedom, the ability to do what you need to do in your life, your family, your business, and still have time left over for rest, pleasure, and joy. This means being available to your kids at crucial family moments. It also means making sure that you have enough time and space and resources to take good care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit. This also means that you're able to take the time to work on any yes projects that you want to work on. And I've talked about yes projects in other episodes. The other freedom that I think is essential is the pursuit of meaning freedom. This is the ability to do work that brings you most alive and to have the capacity and the internal emotional space to work on projects that light you up and bring meaning to your life. I'm not just talking about transactional work, but true, authentic superpower and zone of genius work. Far too often, entrepreneurs feel trapped by the work that they are now stuck in, delivering, or branded by, only to want something different. And then we think that we have to then get to that 7 figures or 6 figures in order to finally have the team to do the grunt work or the work we don't want, so we can then do what we really want to do. And I actually think that is a very wrong way to approach this. You should be able to do that work right now. And so what is it going to take to get you there? That's the pursuit of meaning freedom. And then finally, in this trifecta, the identity freedom. Identity freedom is huge for me. It's huge for my clients. And this is your prerogative to show up as yourself and be yourself. This is an essential part of the entrepreneur's freedom trifecta. When you can say what you believe and not worry about the fallout of losing a client or losing a connection, you are experiencing identity freedom. I've been watching, and I'm going to kind of go on a little bit of a tangent here, but it's very related. I have been watching Brené Brown's choices. Now, Brené Brown has a ton of money. She is not hurting in the financial department. But even at that level, you see that freedom, that identity freedom, and that pursuit of meaning freedom and that time freedom has been huge for her. And it's why she ended up taking a sabbatical. And when she came back from sabbatical, the message was very clear. You are not going to ruin me, my wholeness. And I work very much on this wholehearted identity. That we aren't just one person and then another person over here. We are not siloed. We are whole human beings. And that identity freedom, I get to be who I want to be. I get to support the political nature of things as I want to support it. I get to have creative freedom to do the things that I want to do and be who I want to be. So even at her level of financial success and fame success, she is still after identity freedom. She is still after pursuit of meaning freedom. And so this came up this week where she interviewed a political candidate that many people, although I would argue they are not actual readers or followers of hers because they would have known that she would have done this, took issue with her choosing to uplift a Democratic candidate. This is identity freedom. When you get to that point where you can say that you support a certain issue or a certain human rights cause or a certain political candidate, that is identity freedom. And to me, that is the point of being an entrepreneur, that you get to be who you want to be, because we know that our sisters and brothers in the 9-to-5 market cannot do that as easily. It is not easy. And if we are going to create this new world that is better than the one we've been in, that is better for all people, then we need to be able to have that identity freedom. And so that has to be built in, has to be baked into your business. It has to be designed right in into every offer and every sales strategy and every marketing platform that you use. So more than anything, just to get back to bring this all together, more than anything, my clients, maybe it's you, if you're listening and you really are feeling this, you want to feel free in how you're spending your time and how you're choosing the work you're doing and what you're choosing to do and how you're showing up in the world as yourself fully, wholeheartedly. That is the entrepreneur's freedom trifecta. That is such a beautiful goal to work toward. And so that is what I really want to impress upon you, is that it's not about the 7 figures. You could go for 10 figures. But at the end of the day, your wholeness depends on this entrepreneur's freedom trifecta. It's dependent upon you having the time and the ability to pursue quality, meaningful pieces of work and to do it in a way that allows you to stay authentic and true to yourself and to who you are and what you believe. And so that is the entrepreneur's trifecta. And I just, you know, there's nothing wrong with setting goals that other people have inspired you to set. But at the end of the day, what I see more often than not is a lot of entrepreneurs comparing their businesses to other people, either in their industry or sometimes not even in the same industry, which is just mind-blowing. You cannot compare apples to oranges in a business. And so it is true that we get caught up in that success trap, the comparisons. And we set goals based on what we think we should be doing, as opposed to goals that are actually really aligned with who we want to be and how we want to live our lives. And so a really good example of this, you know, the market, the capitalist markets has really set the tone that they want video. And so, of course, a lot of business coaches and marketing people are, you know, really pressing everybody to do video. And I just flat out refuse to do video. And you'll probably hear me talk about this a million different ways over the, you know, over the future sessions and podcasts. But the truth is that I don't love video. I don't like video and I consume video. And so me setting a goal to be better at video, or me doing more videos, or me doing a reel a week or a reel a day is rooted in what should, is a bunch of shoulds. And don't get me wrong, I've actually thought that, oh, maybe I should be doing video. Maybe I should be doing video. But at the end of the day, when I get really clear on who I am and what I'm about and my business vision for how I want to live my life, both now and in the future, I am not a video performer. It's not a part of who I am or who I want to be. So when you set goals that are powerful, game-changing intentions that are rooted in practical possibility and grounded courage for you, you will do nothing but take action toward your vision. If I put video on my list of goals, as the should goals that I, you know, now want to chase, I'm just going to delay on it. I'm going to procrastinate. I'm going to find all the excuses. But if I say I'm going to write a blog post a week because that's what I'm about, by doggone it, I'm going to do it because I'm a writer. And that's who I want to be. I want to communicate through words. I want to communicate to you in words that I have written and can put on the page and then read to you. The most powerful game-changing intentions are the ones that are going to drive you to take action, not because it's a should, but because you want it. This is what you want. So, I don't know if you're chasing the wrong business goals, but I can tell you that it's time to assess that. And I have a whole strategy on making sure that you can figure out how to do that. And that's one part. It's actually the pre-work for an upcoming retreat that I am going to host called Design Your Bravest Business Year Yet. Design Your Bravest Business Year Yet. And when you register, it's a one-day retreat. It's over the course of 4.5 hours, but there will be breaks, including lunch break. The pre-work is the assessment process. I'm going to help you figure out if you've been setting the right goals for you. I'm going to help you understand why you've chosen the goals that you have and what you can do differently to set goals that are actually going to drive you to action. Not just any old action, but your brave action. This is a one-time offer. And again, it's going to be designed for your freedom and your success. We're going to really help you find those just right goals to motivate you and elevate you and flow out of you so that you can grow your business into a profitable business entity that maintains your power and maintains your sovereignty. Because that's what matters. That's what matters at the end of the day when you go to sleep. And you look back at your day, if you were able to be yourself, if you had the time to do the things that you love, if you were able to fully embrace the projects that you love to do, that is a yes. That is the yes. So I'm going to leave the link in the show notes for you to register for the Design Your Bravest Business Year Yet retreat. If you have any questions, I encourage you to reach out to me. If this is for any business owner, any kind of business owner, if you have a business and you set goals every year, this is for you. But it's especially for you if the entrepreneur's freedom trifecta speaks to you. It's especially for you if that is who you want to be and the kind of business you want to design. Thank you so much for listening here today. I hope that I have inspired you to think about the goals that you're setting and to really start to take action on setting goals that are going to bring you alive, goals that are going to give you more time, goals that are going to empower you to be more you, because you're an amazing human being and you deserve to stand in your own power and have that sense of agency to show up daily over and over as you authentically were brought into this world. So I hope to see you on the retreat. I hope that you sign up for that and you get started on the pre-work. Again, that retreat is in later November, so you have plenty of time, but seats will be limited. So hopefully you get one of your seats. Talk to you soon.